first of all, Anders, can you explain what the last 24 hours have been like for you?
It's been, for me, hard to believe that I was able to perform one of my best jumps when I had the possibility to fly a world record jump. And yeah, I've tried to understand what I've done in Vikersund this weekend.
Was it that perfect moment where you knew from when you let go at the top of the run that everything was going to be okay and you had a real chance?
Yeah, I had some good jumps earlier this weekend where I jumped 246 meters on Friday and got some jumps over 230 on Saturday. And yeah, and then I knew the conditions were a bit better at the end of the hill on Sunday, and the speed was a bit lower. And then I knew if I was able to get over the knoll with enough speed and height, it will be possible to jump really, really far without falling. And it was a great feeling when I hit the takeoff like I did, and everything worked perfect.
Did you know the moment, as soon as you started to fly, that, okay, here we go, this could be the one?
Yeah, it's a bit thing that makes ski flying even more fun than normal ski jumping is that when we are in the air, we have the chance to kind of work with our skis and play with the air and try to chase extra meters by shaping our body and try to make it as far as possible. And on this jump, I was able to kind of get even more speed over the knoll and just hunt the last 100 meters. So it was unbelievable feeling when it worked so great.
Do you think you can jump better than that?
Of course everything can be better, but it will be really hard to make it better.
And since then, what's the reaction been like to you in Norway? Because this is a huge event, isn't it, for Norway?
Yeah, we are having a huge tradition in Norway for ski jumping, and when you're setting a world longest standing ski jump, it's quite a big deal in Norway.
So who's spoken to you? Who have you heard from?
I've tried to get back to earth kind of this day, and the last night was really exhausting for me, so I went early to bed when I got home, and I've not spoken with so many people today.
Wow, so you didn't have a big celebration last night?
No, we are having World Championships in Falun this weekend, and I want to fight for gold there, so I have to get ready. So today I've already had two training sessions, and I'm trying to get fit for next weekend.
And how do you think the people of Norway will react to you when they see you doing your normal daily, day-to-day things?
Yeah, it's been a lot of people congratulating, and they are. It's really fun to get this support from everyone.
Everybody tells me that you're just a quiet guy, though. That this is not normal for you. Is that right?
Yeah, that's true. I'm a shy person, and it's a bit new situation for me to be the guy in the. Everyone wants to have a part of.
You're going to be somebody who goes down in history now as one of the greatest Norwegians in terms of sporting achievement. How does that feel?
Well, it's hard to believe. Yeah, I haven't felt on this feeling yet, so maybe I know more about this in a few weeks.
Just finally, what about your family? Your dad was there, wasn't he, watching from the bottom of the hill?
Yeah, my mom and dad was there a whole weekend and supporting me with my other friends from where I'm from. So it was really a great weekend and so many friends and family and all the coaches and stuff was there also cheering for me and hoping I was able to do some long jumps. So yeah.
And you repaid them all. What would mean more to you? The setting the record in front of a Norwegian crowd on Norwegian soil, or going off and winning yourself a gold medal at the Winter Olympics in 3 years' time?
Well, this world longest jump is every ski jumper's dream, and it's hard to compare with the Olympic medal. It is, but we are dreaming of the long jumps, not the medals, actually. So, yeah.
That's amazing to hear that. So, for you, actually, it's about being the man who's gone the furthest. That's the greatest accolade you could ever had.
Yeah, I think so. We are. It's like it's a moment when you're flying. It's the thing we are training for. Yeah.
Do you feel like a bird?
Yeah, I feel more like a plane, actually. You are flying so fast.
And can you hear anything?
No, you can't hear anything. It's only the pressure from the air and it's going about 115 kilometers per hour, so it's... You can't hear anything.
And does, does it feel like you're going very fast?
Yeah, especially when you're going this low over the first 100 meters, we are almost touching the ground before you are lifting off again, and then you're getting this the feeling of high speed, and that's amazing feeling.
Is that exhilarating then? That's the exciting part for you.
Yeah, if we never know how it will turn out, if you are landing on 150 meters or going away from the hill at 150 meters, that's the exciting part.
And how far do you think you could jump? I've been speaking to people today and they're telling me that 256 meters is possible.
Yeah, I think it's not possible because it's too, it's not steep enough. It's so flat. My legs are hurting quite bad today after this weekend. So, and the pressure is, I think it's body weight time three times. And then you're going 110, 15 kilometer per hour. So it's quite huge pressure already on 250 meters.
And if this stays, because the record has stayed, hasn't it, in general for 5, 6, 7 years, and then it's been broken again by a new generation. Do you think that yours will be a record that sustains like that, that lasts that long?
Well, I thought when Peter Prevec took the 250-meter jump on Saturday that this will be a world record for a long time. But then I was able to take it on Sunday, and I think we will get... we are having a new ski flying competition in Planica at the end of the season, and we'll see how big the hill is. We don't know yet.
And would you like to see the authorities allow bigger hills to allow you to go faster and further?
Yeah, it could be real fun to jump bigger hills, but We actually don't know how it is when the hills are bigger than they are now. So, but
You'd like to find out though?
yeah, I would like to find out. I would love to jump 300 meters someday.
Wow. And do you think that's just a dream or there is actually a possibility?
There is maybe a possibility, but we'll find out someday, I hope.
Brilliant. Thank you so much for that. That's very good of you.